Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hello.
Hello? Oh, hi, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Okay, now let's see. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have everyone of every age, may I have your age? If you don't want to, you don't have to answer. If you don't like to, I just leave it blind. That's okay.
Okay,
you don't like,
leave it blind.
No. Okay, not a problem. Okay, now, just to be sure that we represented everyone, and I ask your race.
I'm Asian.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Republican, a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that? I have to write it down. So just give me something specifically that you feel you're dissatisfied, okay?
The economy sucks.
Yes.
I struggle to fill up my gas tank. And everything, prices of everything has gone up except the wages.
Everything has been one, I'm sorry?
Everything has gone up.
Okay.
Prices are soaring.
Okay.
And the border, our national security, I am concerned about the border.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Okay. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Two choices, crime and violence. I only need two choices. It's more than two, but I just need two. Crime and violence, improving K through 12 public schools education, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, immigration and border security. Okay. Which are the two most important to you?
Economy and the border crisis.
Thank you. Border crisis. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Thank you.
How many more questions
do we
have there?
Just a few more. I'll let you know when we're getting close to it. Please just stay there with me. Very important. This research, depends on the opinions of people. So please, just give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to go as fast as I can. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court?
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of what the job,
yes,
you know, what they do? You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
What are we talking about?
Race relations in America. Racism.
Race relations?
Race relations in America. You know, like, do you think that's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? Race relations, you know, like racism.
I'm Asian, but I haven't experienced racism. I think it's just the politicians, they're making it worse as it appears.
Okay, but in your opinion, how you feel, that's what we're concerned about. That's your opinion. It's not a wrong or right answer. It's how you feel in your own opinion, in your own life.
I don't feel anything different.
Okay, so saying about the same.
Yeah.
Can I record that? Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all? Just your opinion.
Well,
very often, often, not often, or not at all?
It's subjective, really, because I cannot speak for the whole, because one person could be prejudiced, the other one so nice. I would say this.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of Americans are nice. Very few are prejudiced. I just experienced at work. It's the guy is so prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not going to paint the entire nation because of him.
Okay, I understand.
Most Americans I know are very nice, very fair.
Okay. So in your opinion, you will say none at all?
I wouldn't say not at all because I just experienced one.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Oh, not at all. Sexuality, nope.
How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
I am very concerned that the Democrats are taking away our freedom.
Okay.
Not because I'm brown or it's because they're black. It's for everybody who doesn't agree with their narrative.
No, yes, that's what they're saying, the rights. It's not about race, it's about the rights. Okay, now, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
I do not understand the question. What are we talking about now?
I'm going to give you a list, okay? But I'm just explaining what I need you, you know, what I want you to do, okay? If you don't...
I have to go, sir. Thank you. Goodbye.